This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
The Met Messiah, Loogie.
Loogie.
Dog.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Loogie is the future of the station.
It's the Lou Gowers.
Let's go! Tommy Lugauer! Loogie! Aaron Rodgers is still a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. 888-808-1019. And I bring that up as we are still in the Aaron Rodgers waiting game. And when I was doing my show on Saturday, I brought this to everybody's attention because I can't believe the amount of besmirching, the amount of hatred, and the amount of revisionist history that's being done right now about Aaron Rodgers' tenure with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers' skill level. Aaron Rodgers is still a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. He was eighth in touchdown passes. He was eighth in passing yards. In fact, Aaron Rodgers threw for 28 touchdown passes, tied with Josh Allen. Tied. Would you take Josh Allen right now? I'm not insinuating that Aaron Rodgers is on the level of Josh Allen, because one guy is Aaron Rodgers and he's in his 40s, and Josh Allen obviously is in the prime of his career. But Aaron Rodgers threw for more passing yards than Josh Allen, and he had the same amount of touchdown passes. So this idea that Aaron Rodgers is washed, the idea that Aaron Rodgers is shot, the idea that Aaron Rodgers can't play football anymore is just false. He is still a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Now, he was on the Jets. That didn't do him any favors. And yes, mobility was an issue earlier in the year, which I brought up. And I thought he moved a lot better as the year went on. Now, remember, he was coming off a major injury. And he is an advanced age. And I think he was looking back on it now, early last year, working his way back from that injury. And I think that's why he didn't have the mobility that he had later in the season. So for those that are Giant fans that are not wanting Aaron Rodgers, like we put a poll out today on Evan and Tiki, and we do those, you know, once or twice a month where we put out a poll, and it was about where Aaron Rodgers is going to land this season. And I put out the Steelers and the Vikings and the Giants and retirement. And the Giants were the lowest percentage. And I don't know if that's just fans thinking, well, it could be a couple things. It could be Jet fans not wanting Aaron Rodgers on the Giants because they don't want to see him succeed with the Giants, something he didn't do with the Jets, and that would bother them. And maybe they're not happy with the direction of the Jet franchise and they still want Aaron Rodgers here. That's a possibility. It could be Jet fans that think he's washed, because I've heard from Jet fans that go, no, he stinks. It's like, what? No, he doesn't stink. The organization had many cracks in the foundation, including firing their head coach, which normally results in an uptick unless you're the Jets, and they went backwards, and Ulbrich clearly was so in over his head. Robert Saleh was the worst coach in the NFL last year until he was fired, and then we found out it was actually Jeff Ulbrich, which, nothing against Ulbrich, he's just not a head coach. He was put in that position, and he proved to be even worse than Robert Saleh, which I didn't think that was even possible, but it ended up being true. So you could be in that camp as far as Jet fans, or you could be a Giant fan that wants nothing to do with him, that thinks he's an issue. The only issue that Aaron Rodgers caused last year, in my opinion, with the Jets, was the fact that he, along with his buddy Davante Adams, alienated Garrett Wilson. That's it. That was the issue. Otherwise, I've heard basically nothing from either Jet players currently or anything leaked in the media that would lead me to believe that Aaron Rodgers was an issue in the Jet locker room. Do I think the owner fell out of love with him? Yes. Do I think the owner had him fired? Yes. Do I think the owner told all the head coaches and general managers that were interviewing for the job, hey, listen, this Jets job comes without Aaron Rodgers? I do. I do believe that. I think Woody Johnson is the reason that Aaron Rodgers is not the Jets quarterback. And I think that what we've heard through the airwaves or what we've seen on social media, that perception has now become, in a lot of people's mind, reality. That Aaron Rodgers can't play football anymore. That he's not a good quarterback. When he was eighth in touchdown passes, threw for almost 4,000 yards, had more passing yards than Josh Allen, by the way, won the MVP. And he had the same amount of touchdown passes as Josh Allen. Same amount. He had more touchdown passes Aaron Rodgers did last year than Patrick Mahomes, Jaden Daniels, just to name a few. Those guys are pretty good. Yet, people are going to tell me, well, they're misleading. Are they? If you're a Giant fan, you wouldn't sign for 28 touchdown passes from the quarterback this year? Now, I understand drafting a quarterback, and I think the Giants are going to ultimately end up doing that one way or the other here. I think there are multiple avenues, and we could agree or disagree on those. I'm one of those people that, even if Shador and Cam is not sitting there at three, you could still take a quarterback. You could still take Milroe. You could still take Dart. You could still take McCord. I have no issue with that. If you believe in one of those quarterbacks and you think they're the next great thing, who cares? If we redrafted from last year, Bo Nix is going a hell of a lot higher than he did because of the success he had in his first year. You think Jalen Hurts, if we redrafted, would be a second-round pick? Or Lamar, you know, late in the first? Or Mahomes, middle of the first? Don't get hung up on projections or what somebody who has an expert opinion on it, but these draft experts that tell you, well, I mean, you can't take Jackson Dart third. Why not? If he's the goods and he's great, he ends up being awesome, then yeah, you do it. What makes Shador and Cam necessarily the slam dunk? Those guys got to be one and two. So ultimately, the Giants are, I think, going to end up with a quarterback. There is a slight argument against it if Aaron Rodgers is the guy, because at three you could go Hunter or Carter because you want to have a better roster for the shorter window. You kick the can down the road and you ultimately find your quarterback later. Because I think back to the Luka trade, and the Mavs GM, after the trade happened, he basically said, the future for me and Jason Kidd is right this second. It's now. And I think that AD, along with Kyrie, gives us the best chance to win. Now, we all know what happens, and you can't make it up, or maybe you can make it up, that AD goes down immediately, and then Kyrie gets hurt, and it all went to hell in a handbasket. But I thought that was a pretty poignant statement. Whether you agreed in the trade or not, and whether you think there was something fishy going on or not, the Mavericks felt like that gave them the best chance to win, and the GM and the head coach are sitting there going, listen, we're not going to be around in 10 or 15 years. Well, that's the same thing with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. As much as they want to groom a young quarterback, and as much as a younger quarterback gives you the long-term success, these are two guys that jobs are on the line. And they are on the line. I mean, it's the Abe Simpson gif, where you walk in and you walk out, that's viral on social media. I mean, I even half-jokingly said, I'm surprised John Mara didn't fire him the Monday after the Super Bowl, when Saquon won the Super Bowl. More specifically, the Eagles, but you know the narrative. These guys are on borrowed time. And they got to be, and you know, and I know Jameis interviewed today, and Russ interviewed last week, and Flacco interviewed last week, but we know the apple of their eye. We know they want Aaron Rodgers. And for good reason. He gives them the best chance at early success next year. And early success in the season buys them time. It also stabilizes the franchise. And I don't think this should be lost. The Giants are in such a predicament right now. Even if you take out the Shane and Dable angle, the entire franchise, the perception, the image of the Giants franchise right now is not good. It's just not. It is jet-like. I've even often called them the Jets. It's not a place you want to be. Because the further you dig that hole, the harder it is to get out of it. Ask the Browns. Ask the Jets. Ask the Lions for all those years. Ask the Chiefs for all those years. Now, the Lions and Chiefs have gotten out of it. Now, they've gone about it differently, but they've both gotten out of those, you know, jokes of being a franchise or a franchise that are jokes. But you could be in the abyss and the wilderness and lost at sea, not for years, for decades. For decades. The Jets have been lost for a long time, and we still can't find them. The Lions were lost for decades, couldn't find them. The Browns, I mean, in the Super Bowl era, we basically haven't been able to find them. That's where the Giants are at right now. And they have to stabilize what's going on here. So whether it's Aaron Rodgers and a rookie quarterback, or the rookie quarterback starting from week one, that to me is the best direction. And I think that gives them the best direction at success. Doesn't mean Dable and Shane stick around forever. I brought up examples, whether it was with Bryce Young in Carolina or last year with Caleb Williams. A rookie quarterback, even when, look, jury's out on both Young and Caleb. I think both are going to end up being good, but the jury is absolutely out. Young played better down the stretch last year. He showed you sign of life. Caleb Williams, it was just a mess last year.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Right. He's got a lot to answer for because it looked like at times last year, Caleb Williams didn't know how to play football. Like he's never played football in his life. That's how bad it looked. But I saw him at college play a lot, and I saw the flashes, obviously, won the Heisman Trophy. And the player we saw last year in the NFL, I don't think is really what Caleb Williams is. I thought he should have been the number one overall pick. He was, and I still thought he was going to be the best or one of the best for sure quarterbacks coming out of that class. And we'll find out ultimately what he does with his career. But the point is that the rookie quarterback doesn't always ensure you the job. But the Aaron Rodgers hate and the Aaron Rodgers revisionist history, whether it's through the lenses of a Jet fan who's either bitter at his own team or bitter at the idea of Aaron Rodgers having success with the Giants. Because if you're a Jet fan, and you're one of these Jet fans that say, well, if you went to the Giants, it wouldn't bother me. I'm not going to call you a liar, but I'm going to tell you fully, you know what? You are. Come on. It's human nature. Especially when you root for a team like the Jets. Right? That's fair. And if you're, you know, a Yankee fan, you don't think Juan Soto's success with the Mets is going to bother you? It should. It will. We know that. Stuff like that bothers you. And even if it's not where it bothers you in the sense of, hey, I'm a Jet fan, I don't hate the Giants. Or I'm a Jet fan, I respect the Giants. Or I'm a Jet fan and I'm indifferent. Here's where I believe it will bother you. It will annoy you that another organization, the one that, you know, shares a stadium and a town with you, they were able to get the best of Aaron Rodgers and you weren't. That would annoy me. And I would be annoyed at my organization, my owner, my general managers, my head coaches, whatever, training staff, sous chef, whatever the case may be. That's where I'd be mad. I'd be mad at my organization. So even if I'm not jealous necessarily of my buddy who's a Giant fan because they get to have success and maybe go to the playoffs, I would be mad though at my team and my franchise because I would have viewed it as we made a mistake or at the very least, why weren't we able to get the best of Aaron Rodgers? And what I mean by that is this. 4,000 yards passing. I'm rounding up a little bit, but he was just shy of 4,000. 28 touchdown passes. Why were the Jets not able to convert that into more wins? I just gave you that. Josh Allen put up the same passing numbers. The Bills were able to convert those numbers into wins. The Jets were not able to convert the Rodgers numbers into wins. When you look at all the quarterbacks last year that put up big numbers, especially touchdown passes. Now, number one, this is the outlier, but even they were knocking at the door at the end there. And I still, look, if you, they lost to the Pats in week one. That's basically what screwed them. Burrow, 43 touchdown passes. Lamar, 41. We know what the Ravens did. Baker, 41. The Bucks had a great year. Goff, 37. The Lions had a great year. Sam Darnold, 35. The Vikings had a great year. Bo Nix, 29. The Broncos had a great year. Allen, 28. They had a great year, the Bills. Mahomes, 26. The Chiefs. Obviously, we know they went to the Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels, 25. Look at the run they went on. Love, Herbert. And then there's Rodgers. He's the only guy there that put up those numbers and didn't have success and didn't go to the playoffs. You think it's Rodgers or do you think it's the franchise he was on? You want to take a guess? Not hard to figure out. I just gave you all the other quarterbacks that were in the top 10 to 12, 13 in touchdown passes. All of them in the playoffs except for Aaron Rodgers, right? Except for Burrow, obviously, which I gave you. Why? Because he shot? Why were all those other teams, besides Cincinnati, and I gave you that, they lost inexplicably to New England first. Jacoby Brissett, I think, was starting that game, too. Like, they lost in week one. Who the heck knows why that happened? But Cincinnati should have been in the playoffs. And they were obviously a hell of a lot better team than the Jets, and they had more wins and more results. Why were all those other teams, with all those quarterbacks, with those numbers, able to generate more wins than what the Jets did? Remind me, were the Jets coaches showing their defensive players tackling videos in week 12? Tackling! You need to show your players on defense tackling videos in week 12? Does that sound like an organization that has their you-know-what together? Probably not, right? Okay. Were they able to run the ball effectively last year? Not really. No. But when you look at those numbers, if I were to offer you that, like we're, I'm not telling you the quarterback's name, but you're a team that needs a quarterback, that is quarterback thirsty, that needs that thirst to be quenched. And I gave you the numbers that Rodgers put up last year, and I said, you could have this as your quarterback. Everyone would sign for it. Because those numbers are comparable to all the quarterbacks that were in the playoffs, or some of them, at least if you want to go more bottom end. Obviously, when you're looking at Baker, 41, Lamar, 41, those are insane numbers. But Rodgers, similar to Allen, Mahomes, Daniels, Nix, Darnold. but yet the Jets couldn't convert those numbers into wins. You think it was the organization, the coaching staff, the culture? You think that had something to do with it? 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Dave in Brooklyn. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Loogie, I usually agree with you, but I disagree with this, your take here. Just give me a second to explain. First of all, his quarterback, his QBR in 2024 was 48, which is 25th in the NFL, okay? And I think where you're going with your argument is that maybe, you know, other teams should be looking at Aaron Rodgers, and they're not. They've made their beds with other quarterbacks. And Rodgers is down to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he hasn't even made a decision that he wants to go there.
Are you a Jet fan or a Giant fan?
I'm a Jets fan.
It's important here. Okay, so I'm glad that you are. Do you think Seattle or the Raiders would be better off with Aaron Rodgers or Sam Darnold and Geno Smith?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point.
Yeah, so I disagree with the quarterback moves. I disagree. If I'm a Raider fan, I'd rather have Rodgers than Geno. I like Geno, and I respect that Geno was able to turn his career around after all those years. You know how I feel about Sam Darnold. I don't think he can win a big game. I don't think he has what it takes. I don't think he has the guts or the stomach to win a big game. Maybe I'll be wrong, but that's how I feel about Sam. Whether it's IC Ghost or the two playoff games he was virtually in last year, I count the last game of the season as a playoff game. I don't think Sam has what it takes. I think he just gets totally, you know, out of body almost experience when he gets in a playoff game and he can't figure out a blitz or how to throw a ball. He just looks like a high school quarterback. I don't agree with those decisions. And there's a lot of Jet fans that don't agree with Justin Fields over Aaron Rodgers. And the Vikings, in theory, are weighing a decision to bring him in, playoff team. Pittsburgh, playoff team, weighing the decisions to bring in Aaron Rodgers. So I disagree with that. It's like he has more of a market now than he did when he went to the Jets. Let's go to Dave in Manhattan. What's up, Dave?
What's up, man? How's it going tonight?
What's up?
Listen, totally against you on this Rodgers. I do not want Rodgers with the Giants. Two major reasons. One, the guy just brought up before me, also named Dave. He was 25th in quarterback rating. Touchdowns, yards, that's just part of the story. Quarterback rating. Allen was like 2. He was 25th.
Okay.
That tells this is a what lot I, this, more of the story.
But I will say this, Dave. You sit down and you're watching football, like we all do. Maybe you go to the game. Maybe you're sitting on the couch. You're enjoying football. Is there a sports fan alive that thinks about the quarterback rating? I'm not saying it's a stat that you should throw out. I'm not saying you should overlook the quarterback rating. I'm not. But when you're watching the game, you're looking at yards, you're looking at touchdown passes, and you're looking at turnovers. If you're going that much in the weeds, then you're just trying to find a stat to back your argument up, in my opinion. You're telling me you can't convert 4,000 yards and 28 touchdown passes into wins? You're telling me you can't do that? That a competent team, a winning team, a winning organization can't do that? I think this is more on the Jets than it was Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's shot. I don't think he's washed. I just think he was in a bad situation, bad coaching, coming off the injury, got better as the year went on. And I think the Jets, because the owner, for whatever reason, that's his prerogative, didn't want the guy around anymore, so he fired him. And I think the Jets' loss can be the Giants' gain, or wherever he goes, but for this sake, obviously, for the Giants. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, here on the Lugauer. We'll get back to your calls in just 1 second, Aaron Rodgers, the Giants situation, the Jets situation. We'll talk about what happened at the Garden last night, the Knicks, the whole deal there. Again, the number's 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.